Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Dana Kalen, Ryan Oki, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, you can text us, use the keyword sports radio 21,000, or join us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, which is where we find our next guest. Join us from the Detroit Red Wings head coach, Jeff Blashill. Coach Blashill, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. How are you? How's life? How are things now that we're getting closer and closer to training camp starting up?
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. Thanks for having me on. Things are good. You know, I think we're all anxious to get going, to be honest with you, between the coaching staff and the players. I think we're all in the same boat where you get to this point of the year and you're ready to go and you're prepared. You know, certainly from our coaching staff's perspective, you know, we put the preparation in. We're ready for camp to get started. Now it's a little bit of kind of wait. And the good thing for us, for me personally, is I get a chance to go up and watch some of our young prospects in the prospects tournament starting tomorrow. So it feels like the season is upon us, which is awesome. I think we've all had a long enough summer and we're excited to get going.
You know, Coach, the last time that the two of us had the opportunity to speak, it was just post the pause during the COVID-19 pandemic when things had just shut down. And obviously, you know, last year you go through the truncated, shortened 56-game season, the realignment of divisions. How excited are you and your staff and the guys on the team to get back to some sense of normalcy, to have an actual regular season?
Yeah, I think we are. We're probably like the rest of the world. I think we all long for as much normalcy as we can get to. And you know, certainly things have changed a lot in the last year and a half, 2 years. And we respect all the struggles that people have gone through. And for us personally, to get back to a point to where we're playing a normal season, where we're playing in front of fans. I think that's great. You know, life is about living, and lots of times, what sports I think a lot of times about is the interaction with fans, and the fans bring so much energy to the building, and it's a completely different experience. When you're playing in front of arenas that are sold out, so it'll be certainly exciting about that.
You know, Coach Blashill, looking at the 2019-2020 season, the 71-game season, your team was 17-49-5. And then last season, in a 56-game season, you guys go 19-27-10. To you, what was the biggest difference in the 2 years? And I feel like a lot of Wings fans could almost kind of see and feel that, hey, this team is getting better. They are improving. But what do you kind of attribute that to?
Well, I think there's no doubt that, you know, 2 years ago, too many games we weren't in at all. And we obviously the record speaks for itself, but we were also just weren't in a lot of those losses. We were beaten early and the game was over. Where I felt last year, even in the number of losses that we had, we were in those hockey games, and it's a process then to learn how to win those games. And we learned how to win some of them, but not enough. And I think that's a huge growth process even for our young players, is to be in those situations where you're in those tight games and you're learning to win them. And I think a big piece of that is making sure that we're a tight checking team. And I think our guys grew in a perspective of how important it is to check and to make sure that you do a good job of that. If you check every night, you're in every game. And then there's opportunities to win those games. And so, you know, I think certainly there was growth of our young players. I think certainly, we added some players, especially on the back end a year ago, that solidified that back end a little bit, made us a stronger defensive unit. And now we got to take that learned process of learning how to be in those tight games and find ways to win them. And a lot of times that comes down to continuing to check really hard, continuing to be a hard team to play against, but then finding ways to score that one extra goal. And so that's what we're working towards this offseason.
Head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, Jeff Blashill, join us right now here on X's and Bros. And Coach, the acquisition of a new goaltender via trade, where you pick up Alex Nedeljkovic of the Carolina Hurricanes, he's now on your team. And when I saw that come across the wire, it kind of felt like a little bit of a steal, right? And we kind of see, you know, Steve Yzerman, the general manager there. Obviously, we all know the history of him and that organization. But as you start to see this roster assemble a little bit, and you start to see him, you know, making more and more moves and transactions coming across, do you kind of feel like you are seeing kind of the shape of this team and how he wants to kind of construct it in the tools that he's giving you?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, when Steve made the trade for Nick Leddy, and then the trade for Nedeljkovic, both those trades you know, were situations where we were trading assets to gain players that could help us today. And you know, that's certainly the first time, and rightfully so, but the first time here in a while that we've done that. You know, in the past, we've been trading assets away, acquiring draft picks to build this organization back up through the draft, which is how you have to do it. But those were two signs that, you know, that we're looking towards solidifying this roster, becoming a better hockey team today as well as in the future. And so I think, you know, with both Letty and Nedeljkovic, you know, they're at extremely important positions. Ned had a really, really good year last year. It was a short sample size, but he's a guy who's kind of, you know, been told that he wasn't going to be good enough and always prove people wrong, going back to his days in junior through the American League into the NHL. And we hope he can continue to do that and continue to, you know, play at the level he played at a season ago. Now, one of the things that helps a goalie play at that level is having a real strong defensive team. And Carolina had that. They've got some really, really good defenders. And I think, you know, the acquisition of Letty will help us with that. He's a top four defenseman. On really any team in the league, he's a great skating D that gets you out of your end, which can help you just not play defense as much, which is the best way to play defense. So, you know, I think with a solidified defensive core, it puts our goaltenders in position to have really good years, and then they got to go out and execute at a high level. And with Ned and with Greiss, you know, we feel like we're in position to do that. Now we got to make sure we play really good in front of them.
Yeah, talking about the blue line, talking about the defense. We've been talking a lot about a guy, and we only see like small little snippets on Twitter, right? We see this youngster by the name of Moritz Seider, a high pick a couple of years ago. A buddy of mine played on his, he was a line mate with him in the DEL, and he just always said, look, you guys are going to be happy. Like, you're going to get a decade plus. Like, this guy is the real deal. One of the major questions is, will we see Moritz Seider in the 21-22 campaign?
Well, one of the things I think Steve's made clear, both in the media and in our conversations and to our players, and that Steve and I've talked a lot about, and I agree with totally, is players have to earn their roster spots. We're not going to just give players roster spots. Now, with that said, you know, part of the way to earn a roster spot is to play great before you get here, and to show that you can be a great player in the American League, which I think Moritz did to a large degree. You know, obviously had a great year last year in Sweden. He's played 3 years of pro, so, you know, he should be ready. Now, he's got to go out, as him and I have talked, and have a great camp. He's got to go out and play great in the exhibition season. He's got to go out and prove that he makes our team better. You know, we don't want guys to just make our team. We want guys that are going to make our team better. And certainly we think Moritz has an opportunity to do that. Now he's got to go out and prove it. He's a very, very, in my opinion, has a really good package in a sense of he's got a real good confidence to him. He's got a real good hockey smarts package. He's got physical tools. Now he's going to face challenges in the NHL that you don't face in any other league. You know, there aren't McKinnons and McDavids and Matthews in other leagues. It's just the reality of it. So he's got to prepare for that and be ready to adjust to the challenges that he faces. But, you know, we think he's got a chance to be a really good player. How good and how soon, we'll find out. We'll find out starting camp here next week.
Maybe the most important question that I can ask you here, Coach Blashill, how's your golf game? You getting ready for the outing on September 22nd?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, we had to cancel the outing because of the COVID protocols that were sent out by the NHL. So we won't have that outing. My golf game isn't where I ever want it to be, but it's improved. So we'll keep. I won't be able to work on it now. I hit September, and it feels like golf season certainly should be over. So. But I'll sneak it around probably up in Traverse City anyways.
Fantastic. Well, safe travels up north. We know that you have a very busy week ahead of you. All the best. Thank you so much for being so gracious with your time this morning, Coach. We greatly appreciate it. Have a wonderful camp, a great exhibition season. We look forward to watching you throughout the 21-22 campaign.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
There he goes, Jeff Blashill, head coach of the Detroit Red Wings. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meyer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meyer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meyer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meyer, you're shopping for your local community. This is a message for any golfer listening right now across Michigan and even in the Northwest Ohio. Have you ever experienced the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids? They have two 18-hole layouts, St. Ives and Tullymore. They have all the lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. You can find out more about golfing Tullymore and staying and playing at Tullymore at TullymoreGolf.com. Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.